Well, hey, friends, thanks for joining us today. My name's Clay Munkus, and I'm the lead pastor here at Next Level Church. And I just want to say, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving this last week. I'm honored that you would take time here on this day to spend time with us, though. And I know that what we're going to have is great for you today, because we are wrapping up our series, Rebuilding, where we've been talking about kind of these three foundational things that we're going to focus on as God rebuilds our church post-pandemic. And those three foundations, let's just put them up here so we can summarize together, is extraordinary prayer, willful obedience, and radical generosity, right? Extraordinary prayer, willful obedience, and radical generosity. And to date, we've had over 80 people now commit to join us in weekly prayer. We've had 30 people say, hey, we want to join the next Discovery Bible study that we're going to begin with our Connect groups and focus on being obedient to what we've learned. And just this last week, we had five families who were brand new to giving decide, hey, we're going to jump in and give at Next Level. If you want more details on how to join us in any of those three things, you can head over to our events page at nextlevelchurch.org/events. And from there, you can see all three of these things, and you can sign up for any of these foundational things to say, hey, yeah, we're joining you in that. Well, today I want to wrap up in this series by recapping and talking about how do we give thanks to God beyond just Thanksgiving. Because this week, on Thursday, most of us celebrated a national holiday here called Thanksgiving. And the irony is, probably very little Thanksgiving takes place on Thanksgiving. We're usually really busy doing everything else on Thanksgiving, like preparing food, cooking, eating, entertaining, talking with friends, watching football, taking naps, like all sorts of things, right? And honestly, almost no Thanksgiving takes place on Thanksgiving. The only thanks that's ever even offered is typically just a 1 or 2 minute prayer at best. Maybe it's 30-second prayer before the big meal, and that's generally only by one person. Well, today, I want to teach you how to make Thanksgiving different, how to make it a meaningful part of your everyday life. And I want to do it in a way that relates and recaps the three foundations that we just covered in this series, because they're related. So here we go. Three ways that we can give thanks to God. We're going to talk about them, and then we're going to put them into practice today. We're going to do something a little bit different. But the first way that you can give thanks to God is by praying to Him. The psalmist says this in Psalm chapter 105, verse 1. He says, give thanks to the Lord, and then do what? And pray to Him. And then Paul gives us these same instructions in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, where he says, don't worry about anything, instead, pray about everything. That's one of the most difficult commands in the Bible to do, at least for me. I don't know about you guys. Don't worry about anything. But the answer is in the second part of that verse. Pray about everything. If you do the second part of the verse, the first part is easy. If you would pray as much as you'd worry, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. God doesn't say, don't worry about it. When you start to worry, what he says is, start praying. So he goes on, he says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we are to pray with gratitude. Pray with thanksgiving. Those of you who are parents, you wouldn't like it if your children only made requests of you and they never expressed any appreciation to you. If your kids, for example, if your kids only said, give me this or give me that, hey, Dad, I gotta have this, or hey, Mom, I gotta have that, and they never stopped to say thank you for what you've already done, thank you for what you have already given me, right? You would be offended by that. And God is the same way. He wants us to make our request to Him. He's our loving Father. He says over 20 times in the New Testament, ask, but He also wants us to be grateful. He says, when you ask, ask with thanksgiving. The Bible says that the more specific you are in your prayer, the easier it is for God to answer it, okay? God wants you to be specific, not just say, hey, God, bless my life. Well, what's a blessing? How specifically do you want to be blessed? Is it financially? Do you want to be blessed in your health, relationally? Be specific. The more specific you are, the quicker God can answer. God tells us to be very specific in our request. And likewise, he wants us to be specific in our thanksgiving. He doesn't want us to just say, thank you, God, for everything. That's a pretty bland prayer. Thank you, God, for the whole world. Why don't you just be specific? Make a list. Here are 10 things, God, that I'm thankful for. I count my blessings. Just like sometimes you ought to write down your list of requests in prayer, you ought to write down the list of things that you're grateful for. And then in prayer, when you're talking to God, you can be specific. When I say something to my wife like, hey, I am so grateful for you, she says, well, be specific. She likes for me to tell her what I appreciate about her and what I'm grateful for about her and what I'm grateful for that she's done. So when you pray, the Bible says you can express thanks through your prayer. In fact, one of the elements of faith is thanking God in advance, okay? This is an idea. Faith is thanking God even before you receive an answer to prayer. The Bible says that when we have that kind of faith, we can thank God in faith that the miracle will happen. One of the keys, if you haven't figured this out, to miracles is a life of gratitude, a life of thankfulness. The more thankful we are, the more God can work in our lives. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people, and he empowers and he uses our thanksgiving as an instrument of power in our lives. Today, as we focus in on this idea of thanking God for all the good that he's done in our lives, I'm also aware that life runs on two tracks. There's good things in your life, and there's bad things, always at the same time. Your life is never always good, and it's never always bad, but it's generally both at the same time. So today, I want to pray for those of you who are going through tough times. We want to pray for those in our family who are going through difficulties, who are hurting today. I want us to focus in on that, because I'm very aware that some of you need a miracle. Some of you, you're financially strapped. Some of you are separated from a loved one right now. Some of you have just maybe lost a loved one. Some of you can't figure out what direction God wants you to go. Maybe some of you have a crisis in your life, and maybe it's a health crisis, or maybe it's an emotional crisis, right? Maybe something's going on with someone that you deeply care about. So today, I want to pray for you. And as a church, those that are here, I want those that are here, maybe you're discouraged, maybe you're just worn out. First, you just need to tell Jesus your problem. Tell him what your deepest need is. It may be a hurt, it may be a worry, it may be a loss, a grief, a broken heart, a fear. I want you to tell God your problem, okay? If it's finances, health-wise, whatever it is, tell him passionately and specifically, okay? It's okay to shed tears. It's okay to tell him your problems. Now, begin to tell him with gratitude that you thank him for the good things that are in your life. Even though there's bad there, and there's many things that are bad, we can also think of the good that's there. And we can thank God for what is going on that's good, that he knows us by name, that he cares for us, that he can help us. We can thank God that he has a purpose for our lives. Thank God. Your request should be with thankfulness. That's the miracle working power. Now, your church family wants to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to do something that we don't normally do. I'm going to ask if you're here with us today to stand in the room with just your head bowed, and that's a signal that we want to pray for you. Just stand with your head bowed, and if you're watching this online, what I'd like you to do is just kind of raise your hand in the comments as a sign that you want to be prayed for, because the Bible says that where two or more are gathered in Christ's name, he is there in the midst of us. So let's pray right now. Father, as a church family, we pray for those who are standing. We pray for those who are raising their hand that have special needs in their life. God, we don't know what their needs are, but you do. We know their need. You know their need even before they made their request. You know every single need represented by every person here that has a need. Would you help them to feel love and the prayer of your church family around them? You know our hurts, you know our fears, you know our struggles and our sins and our loneliness and our grief and our physical pain. You know all of these things. For those who are here that are hurting, may they experience relief. For those who are separated and in conflict with a loved one, may they find restoration and reconciliation. For those who are sick and ill, may they experience the healing in their bodies and in their souls. For those who can't seem to break a habit, may they experience a release. for those who are depressed and discouraged and stressed. God, would you give them restored joy? Lord, we pray for everybody here who is struggling. Those who are struggling financially, God, I pray that you would give them a provision and miraculously provide for them. For those who don't know what to do, help them know your will. Make it clear for them. For those who feel guilt or maybe they're ashamed or under a burden, may they know the freedom of your forgiveness. Father, if there's anyone here that needs to know you as salvation, may they experience your Son, Jesus. We pray that in your name. We make these requests with a grateful heart and a spirit of thanksgiving. Thank you for the good that you've done in our lives. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you hear our prayers and that you, in advance, you answer these prayers and these requests. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, if you're wanting to join us in regular prayer like that, I want you to go to nextlevelchurch.org/events. We are engaged in an extraordinary prayer. There's a button there that says extraordinary prayer, and by filling out that form there, we'll send you all the info that you need to join us weekly online, middle of the day, 12 o'clock, middle of the week, Wednesday. There's over 80 of us who have already joined, and you can be some of the next. Just go there and do that. Well, the second way that we can thank God is by being obedient to Him. Look at what the scripture says in Deuteronomy 28:2. It says, you will experience all of God's blessings, what? If you obey the Lord. God says, you will not believe what I will pour out in your life if you will just live obedient to what I say about your time, about your money, about your relationships, about every area of your life. I will bless you in ways you can't even imagine. And one of the ways that God rewards us when we're obedient is He gives us greater responsibility. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 25, verse 29. He says, to those who use well what they're given, even more will be given. If you use your influence well, you'll become more influential. If you use your possessions well, God will provide more of them. Why should God give you more money when you're not responsible with the finances you've already got? You're just going to get yourself in more trouble. He doesn't have any obligation to help you when you're living irresponsibly in areas that He's told you not to live that way. But on the other hand, if you'll be obedient, He will bless your socks off in ways that you can't even imagine. If that's the case, what area is it that God is asking you to be obedient in, right? What is it? Where are you refusing? Whatever it is, I want you to keep that in mind and let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, right now, I come to you on behalf of all of us who are struggling with obedience, of whom I'm probably the chief offender. God, right now, we repent from our disobedience and we turn our faith towards obeying what we already know we should do. Father, give us the strength to obey you, even in the midst of questions and struggles. May we stay firm in our commitment to obeying what you have taught us. In Jesus' name, amen. And guys, one other way, we've said this before. If you want to stay committed to obedience, again, head over to our website, nextlevelchurch.org/events. Click the button there that says Discovery Bible Study. During our six-week connect groups, we're going to begin Discovery Bible Study starting in mid-January, and it will do amazing things towards helping you build that obedience. Take steps in those areas where you've been refusing. And maybe one of those areas is related to the third way we can thank God, by giving to Him. Scripture tells us in Psalm chapter 50, verse 14, give an offering to show thanks to God. Give Him what you promised. And then 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. The Bible says that thanks and giving go together. And today, we're going to do that part too. We're going to express our thanks to God in giving. About 350 years ago, a group of people called the Pilgrims decided to set aside a day in the fall at which they would express thanksgiving to God. They brought an offering to God. They experienced a banquet in joy and shared in fellowship together. Today, we've turned that into a national holiday that we call Thanksgiving, and we celebrate it as such. But about 3,000 years before that, God told His people, the children of Israel, I want you to set aside a day in the fall. It was called the Feast of Weeks, or the Harvest Festival, in which they would bring an offering to God. express their thanks to God, share a banquet and a meal together. And again, they were doing this 3,000 years before the pilgrims did it. And it's hard to be thankful to God without the aspect of giving. It just is. And last week, I asked every one of us to join us in giving at Next Level in 2022. I don't want anyone to miss out. I ask that those of you who have been consistent givers to please just keep giving. I also said that some of our consistent givers were probably being led by the Holy Spirit to expand their giving. So I just simply said, hey, I would love for you to be obedient to that. And then I asked for probably the biggest group here, anyone who's new to Next Level or new to giving to God, to take a, I know it's a giant step of faith, and begin consistent percentage giving. And again, I know for some of you, that's a giant step of faith, and I get that. But I also know that God will never let you down in this area. About 3,000 years ago, okay, this entire nation of Israel did exactly that, did what I asked you to do last week and what I'm asking you to do this week. And what I hope many of you can do today is come together just as they did and give sacrificially. They gave to build a worship, a place that was honorable to God. They prayed and sacrificed and gave, and it was the largest offering ever. In today's terms, that offering was about $500 million. Given in Jerusalem to build the temple. And that offering had been given. Their leader, David, he prayed a prayer, and it's a prayer that I'm sure expresses the hearts of many of us today, and I want us to read it together. Look what it says in 1 Chronicles 29, 13 through 17. Again, this is David praying. Now, God, we thank you. These things did not really come from me and my people. Everything comes from you. We have only you to give back. You gave to us, Lord. We have gathered all this to build your temple. But everything has come from you, and everything belongs to you. You test people's hearts, and you are happy when people do what's right. I'm happy to give all these things, and I gave with an honest heart. And your people gathered here are happy to give to you too. And we rejoice to see their giving. And when they give, when they gave, they didn't give out a grudge. They didn't give out of pressure. They didn't give because somebody forced them to give. They didn't give with a reluctant heart. They gave out of gratitude. They gave with thanksgiving. Their giving was the result of their thanks. When you give with gratitude, it really becomes an act of worship. So one more time, we're going to give our commitments to giving on 2022, right? But before we do that, I want to lead us as we dedicate this offering to God. I want to pray for us. So will you pray with me? Father, we praise you as our eternal God. Yours is the power and the glory and the victory. It's your majesty that we worship today. We adore you today as the one who is in control of everything. Riches and honor, they're yours alone. You're the ruler of all of us, all mankind. Your hand controls all power, all might. Lord, we're here on earth for just a moment, yet today you allow us the opportunity to impact eternity. Everything is yours, Lord. Everything in the universe, everything in our hands, as we make these sacrifices, these gifts today, there's something in us that thinks, who are we? That we should be permitted to even give anything back to you. It's all yours and belongs to you. We only, as David prayed, give you back what you gave to us. We know, Father, that you enjoy watching your children do the right things out of the right heart. And so we offer these gifts to you willingly and joyously. We ask that our giving today would show the world around us what you're like. We ask that our giving today would amplify our love and obedience towards you. We joyously dedicate this offering to you, our loving Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, if you want to join us in committing to give to God in 2022, and you haven't done it already, I would challenge you, same place we've been talking about this whole day, go to nextlevelchurch.org/events. There's a button there that says Radical Generosity Commitment. All right, just click that button, fill out the form. It's going to ask for real simple things, your name, your address, your email, and then there's a total, what would be your total giving for 2022, if you can just fill that in. And again, just like I said last week, there's no pressure here. If something happens in 2022 that you had no foreknowledge of and you can no longer give at the level that you made a commitment to, hey, no problem. Like, nobody's coming after you. That's not how this is. That's not how this operates. But we would like to have some sort of idea for planning purposes, for budgeting, what our 2022 giving might look like so that we can begin those things that I talked about last week. Lastly, today, Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for it's God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hey, as we wrap this up, if you want to know God's will for your life, there it is. Give thanks in all circumstances. Notice it doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. There's a lot of things God doesn't expect you to be thankful for, to be honest. He doesn't expect you to be thankful for the evil that is in the world, all right? That would be crazy. You know, when someone gets hurt or someone comes down with cancer or someone is killed in a car crash, right? There's wars, there's hurricanes, there's storms, there's earthquakes, there's fires that destroy homes, lives are destroyed. God doesn't expect us to be thankful for those things. But he does say, in every circumstance, give thanks. And how can I do that? When things are bad, when bad things are happening in my life, when there's evil in my life, how can I give thanks in every circumstance? Because of what I know. Because the Bible says God sees it all, and I know that. God sees it all, and I know that he cares. He knows my name. I know he can help. He has the power to change my situation. I know he has a purpose behind every problem, and he can turn it around. I know that I will be rewarded in heaven if I just respond correctly. I know all these things. So even in the darkest days of my life, I can give thanks in every circumstance. And what I'm talking about today is an incredible spiritual power that if you will appropriate the attitude of gratitude in your life, you will see miracles happen on a regular basis. Well, hey guys, let me wrap up this message by praying for us one more time. Heavenly Father, today, instead of focusing on all that is not working in our lives and in the world, we choose to be thankful for the good that you have provided in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings. And today, I want to show you my thankfulness by committing to those three foundational things. Jesus, I commit to seeking you regularly in prayer. I commit to being obedient to the things that you are asking me to do. And finally, as difficult and as scary as it is in this coming year, I commit to being a consistent giver to you. And God, I just ask that you help me with my fear and my trust in this area. May your promises prove to be true in my life as I step out and follow you. And Jesus, as the pastor of this church, I'm very aware that at this moment we're standing on holy ground. You have brought us this far to this time for this purpose, and we sense that you are about to do something that is absolutely incredible in us and through us once again. So, Father, as we make our giving commitments, may your financial blessing flow from this church in such a level that this entire community will take notice that you are on the throne and that your hand is upon this church family and that you're a great God and you have found a group of people who put you first in their time, put you first in their money, and that the things that matter and don't just give you lip service. Let today be such a day of sacrifice and faith and love and generosity that we will not only remember it, but our children will remember it. And so will our children's children. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, friends, thanks for joining us today again. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great week. Before you head out into whatever you have to do, I just ask you one more favor, as we do every week. If you think today's message might be valuable to someone you know, would you mind sharing this video? Not only could it be helpful for them, but by sharing this content as well as liking and subscribing to this channel, you help accomplish our mission to raise the reputation Jesus. Now, along those lines of raising the reputation of Jesus, I would love it if you would head over to our website at nextlevelchurch.org/give and choose one of those giving options that's there. Every dollar you give, make sure that your church is prepared more than ever to fund our mission to raise the reputation of Jesus where we live, work, and play. Hey guys, thanks for those of you that are doing that. Thanks for those of you that are committing to do that in 2022. So by way of benediction, let me read that verse to you one more time from Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7, where it tells us this. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. May you, this week, be thankful to God for all that he has done. And as you are thankful, may you experience a peace you have never experienced before. Hey guys, we'd love to see you next week as we kick off our Christmas series. Between now and then, I hope you have a blessed week. We'd love to see you in our prayer time on Wednesday. If we can be praying about anything, just let us know by going to nextlevelchurch.org/prayer. We love you. We're praying for you. We know that God is with you.